Kyle Munson is at the Des Moines Register, but he's really an Iowa guy. And in fact, I think he's from here. We'll find out. No, there's Kyle Munson, ladies and gentlemen. Register to rectify some of the errors in judgment, which I just demonstrated in my monologue. Are you from here, Kyle?
Iowa born. I was actually born in Cedar Falls.
In Cedar Falls. Do you remember where it was you were born?
The local hospital.
So. Which one was that?
I forget the name. It's been so many years ago, but...
yeah. Okay. Anyone write it down just to make sure this is all true?
I'm sure it's on my birth certificate if I can locate that.
Yeah, okay. And you're kind of like the new Mr. Iowa now at the...
I'm the Iowa columnist for the Des Moines Register, yeah.
That's a heavy responsibility, isn't it? I mean,
It's kind of a constant roadshow. So I'm driving around the state, telling stories, meeting people, all kinds of characters.
Yeah. Did you have state fair duty this year?
Oh, yeah. That was the state fair. Yeah. Cover to cover. So
hard to find something new to do at the state fair.
I was hungry all the time, but yeah. No.
What was your angle on the state fair this year?
A different angle every day, but we had the visits by, you know, Paul Ryan, as you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
And the president stopped by for a beer.
Oh, yeah.
And we had bacon-wrapped everything, bacon-wrapped corn dogs. We had, I don't know, yeah, all sorts of...
Yeah.
Kooky contests, cow chip throwing.
Cow chip throwing, yeah. No, there's actually a cow chip shortage in Wisconsin now.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, so we might have to import some.
I think we took them all for this Iowa State Fair.
Yeah, we might have to import some of yours. But meeting people is kind of the coolest thing, isn't it? I mean, you know, you do these stories about regular people, and to me that's always the best thing in any newspaper is when you actually get, you know, for example, we got Fred Stark.
Yeah, you can't make it up. Yeah, I mean, like, for instance, you mentioned Fred Stark. He's from Washington, Iowa, and he's like Iowa's trivia king. So he's a retired band director, and for years he has amassed trivia on, like, what is the oldest this, what is the smallest that, what is the, you know, whatever. So
what is the oldest and the smallest?
That's a good question.
Yes. So he's got it all there, huh?
Yeah.
Oldest water tower in Scranton.
Yeah. Scranton has the oldest water tower.
Yeah. I'm in the oldest hotel, the Blackhawk. You know, and I went in there, and I thought... Is this a museum? I thought maybe I'm just walking into a display. You know, like sometimes they take an old place and they make a museum out of it and they have artifacts and stuff. But it turns out I was one of the artifacts. So
they put you on display.
Oldest restaurant, Lighthouse Inn, Cedar Rapids.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm meeting characters like Fred, or I was a week or so ago, I was with Evelyn Berkby down in Southwest Iowa. She's Iowa's best known homemaker.
Yeah.
She's been writing... Yes. She's 63 years of columns without missing a deadline. So.
Oh, yeah. And what does she write about? Just
Just kind of about everyday life. And so she, starting in the wake of World War II, she was writing this column just about being a homemaker on the farm. And you know, her first editor gave her the advice, always include a recipe. And so, you know, she's also became like this, you know, this kind of cookbook maven, too.
Always include a recipe.
Yeah.
That's right. Did she put in her 7-layer salad in there? Because that's...
Oh, I'm sure they're like... 14-layer salads in there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Are there, like, avant-garde 7-layer salads now? Are people doing, like, really wacky layers in their salads?
What would that ingredient be, I guess?
I don't know. Like sushi or calamari. Are there calamari in the average Iowa 7-layer salad?
I'm sure that... And it's deep-fried if you take it to the fair.
this year is the one about the Obama's beer tent stop. So the owner says it cost him $25,000 for Obama to buy somebody a beer there, or what?
Yeah, I mean,
what's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the candidates were just back here yesterday, so we can't keep them away. Like you said, we have these 6 electoral votes, but we've kind of become this, you know, this arena where they're just duking it out in the heart of the Midwest. And so, Obama does this sort of a surprise visit to the state fair, and he stops by for a beer, and then they can only orchestrate this stuff so much, because then the beer tent owner starts talking about, well, you know, it shut us down, we lost business and X number of dollars of business, and so it becomes this little mini controversy. And so, you know, unintended consequences, I guess, of a beer run. But
so he lost business.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, that all started because Senator Chuck Grassley happened to send a tweet about it. And then everybody started asking, what's this all about?
Yeah.
And so
he sent a tweet about what?
About how this beer tent owner was losing money. And so anyway, it's just...
Did he say he was sucking at the public tweet?
That's,
you know what he said?
That's right. So the moral of the story is... Okay. The moral of the
story.
How
is Chuck, by the way? We haven't heard much.
Oh, he's good. Yeah. He's one of the most active users of social media on the planet, probably.
Oh, does he? Yeah.
Yeah. He's tweeting all the time, and he has kind of a unique language for it, and you kind of decipher it. And...
Yeah. Well, that's always been true, even in his regular life. Okay.
You're setting yourself up for a 2016 run, I think. For president.
Town signs. Oh, this is a cool one. I like a lot, too. Slogans and town signs. Did you do some traveling to get this, or how did this work out?
Well, yeah, I'm always... It's one of those things you kind of notice just every day when you're out there. You know, Iowa traditionally, being a farming state, has a really well-dispersed population. We have all these small towns, and, you know, we're going through urbanization like everybody else, but still, you have small towns, a lot of pride, and they have these slogans. And so you'll get up to a town, like even just a few hundred people, and they'll be proclaiming they're the best this or whatever. So recently I kind of did a survey, and there's one down in southern Iowa, for instance. The town is called Gravity, and this was 20 or so years ago, they adopted this slogan: "We're down to earth. If gravity goes, we all go."
So, it's a little long, but it's good.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
a little
right,
bit
right.
long.
Or
slogan.
Stewart, Iowa is home to, I think it's 1,700 good eggs and a few stinkers.
A jewel, a gem in a friendly setting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mallard, we're friendly ducks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Lake
City, everything but a lake. I kind of like that. It's, it's unexpected.
Right, right. They have to explain the...
Yeah.
Warn people, I guess. But, you know, so the importance of the slogan tends to be inversely proportional to the size of the town. So, you know, you get a lot of... better, not bigger, slogans out there.
Yeah.
Also, because towns were settled next to, you know, rivers and that sort of a thing, there are a lot of dams that are, you know, in downtown, mm-hmm. and so a lot of best town
wordplay
by
on that.
Yeah, best town by a dam site, kind of a thing.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay. Whoa, that's pretty cutting edge. I love
that's
it.
Right.
I love
that's
it.
about as explicit as they get.
Okay. Okay. I'm looking through all your columns here. You have so many of them.
Well, you know,
Oh, friendly ducks, here it is.
Exactly.
Good eggs, and if you... Oh, there's gravity sign. Here's the other ones here. Look at this. You're not dreaming, you're in Beeman.
That's right. Exactly.
Brit, founded by rail, sustained by the plow.
Yeah, I thought that was rather elegant, you know.
It is, actually. It should be in French or something. Or in Latin. Yeah, some of these should be in Latin. A community that cares, next three exits.
Well, here's...
Calamus.
Well, and here's... This is what kind of got me into this whole
Calamus?
Thing.
Calamus? Is Calamus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Is that how you say it? Calamus?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Community that...
Yeah.
But the Ardale, that's what kind of got me onto this whole thing recently, because there was a young mayor there who wanted a new town slogan, and so he got... It's not your Dale, it's not my Dale, it's Ardale, because the town is spelled Aredale.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of a pronunciation guide because so many people pronounce it Airedale.
Airedale.
But it's Ardale.
Okay.
Anyway.
Not like the dog.
Right.
Yeah. Diagonal. Small town, big ideas. No, they could have done better at that. Diagonal. I'm going to think on that one. I'm going to send it to them again. Independence, America's fame is our name. That's cool. Yeah. Jessup, the right place. All right. Cleanest town in Iowa, Washington. Okay, well, that's... what about will whiskey save Pella's tulip time?
Well, it's been explain. It's been a warm year in Iowa, right?
Right.
And even in January, I was like driving around the state, you know, in a short sleeve T-shirt.
Yeah.
In Pella, Iowa, it's a Dutch town, you know, a lot of Dutch heritage, and they have a tulip time every May.
Oh, tulip time.
Okay,
in Pella,
so.
Yeah.
Part of the whole orchestration of tulip time in this rural tourism kind of a magnet, the tulips have to bloom at the right time, right? Otherwise, all these thousands of people are coming to town and looking at stems.
But in this weather...
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So, but there was all this, you know, because it was so warm so early, they were like, okay, how can we retard the growth of the tulips?
Uh-huh.
Well, this was just completely random. It's not like I just really stumbled on this. Couple of ladies were trying to slow the growth of their tulips by spraying them with a whiskey solution. So,
spray the tulips, or they were spraying themselves with a whiskey?
With very expensive whiskey, yeah. I don't know. After a few weeks, maybe that happened too. But it was, they gave it a shot.
Hey, Edna, give me a little of that.
Right. And so, you know, they swore that all the whiskey was going onto the flower beds. But anyway, it was, it didn't work. But
it didn't work?
It was a valiant effort.
Killed the aphids, though.
That's right.
Well, that's pretty cool. And how did it come out this year, the tulip time?
There weren't that many tulips left, but they did a massive effort. And, you know, there are all these legends that say, oh, they truck in tulips from, you know, overseas, but no, that doesn't happen.
They
got to bloom when they bloom.
And Jack Daniel's is what's recommended?
Well, there's a they were using Templeton rye, which is an Iowa... which apparently is the most popular drink of the day.
Yeah,
I think people were tailgating with that out before your show.
Yeah. Maybe you can explain to me that why the intense concentration on Iowa political. I understand it with because the first primary in the
right,
nation.
First
now,
caucus
right?
in the nation. Yeah.
You can maybe explain the caucus to me. You know, Larry King was famous for saying, I don't understand the Iowa caucuses, and he had to report on them all those years. And they are confusing, but they're a good exercise in democracy, which is confusing, let's face it. Because if it ain't confusing, it ain't democracy. That's the way I look at it. But, you know, why it is six electoral votes.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of how many are there? I mean, there's a lot of them, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To win.
Hundreds. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I always explain...
It's kind of a symbolic thing, isn't it?
It is. It's really symbolic.
As Iowa goes, so goes it.
Yeah, we're kind of the down-home capital, I guess, of proving you're a grassroots politician, you can speak to the people, and you're a real person. And then you're right. Then there's all this infrastructure here of, you know, setting yourself up for the next... You know, your party up for the next run in 4 years. And then, you know, it doesn't cost a lot, too. They can come here and actually get up close and personal and not have to... You know, the logistics are easy in Iowa.
Yeah.
They can come do a road show fairly, you know, simply. I don't know. And there's that kind of field of dreams appeal, you know. It's like it can happen here. And then I think particularly this year, you know, Iowa accepting Obama was such a part of his biography, right?
Yeah.
He came to Iowa. We embraced him. And then Romney spent a lot of time here. He sent his son out through all 99 counties back in the 2008 cycle. So.
Yeah.
It's become the place where they're going to duke it out.
Seems to be. In fact, they're almost in the same town at the same time. You know, that's the buses are going to collide. They all insist on driving buses.
That's right.
You know, that's another big thrill for Mitt Romney. He was on his first bus ride. Yeah, you got a campaign bus. I don't know. Did they let him drive? They might have let him drive or something for a little while, you know. And he was so thrilled to be on a bus and a thing with, you know, people on it. There's people on it. And drive around. Well, here's the woman you're talking about, Evelyn.
Yeah. Early. I mean, I embarked on my own 99 county tour earlier this year. I mean, I get.
Well,
around,
that's right. How many counties have you been through?
Well, just about half. But I mean, here's the thing. It's, I have to explain. Like, I mean, I've been to all 99 counties this year, just by nature of roaming around. But there were these. Professors who calculated the shortest possible route through all 99 counties, and I've been driving along that,
is that right?
just to explore it. But it takes a while. It takes a while.
Yeah, and you know if they combine that one county, right, or there would have been 100. I mean,
There are
by right there should be 100 counties.
Right, there are 100 county seats. That's right. Because,
down
southeast Iowa there are two county seats in one county.
But, what is that one county that should be? Two?
Oh, that is Lee. Is it? Help me out. Is it Lee? Lee County. Yep.
Okay. So I knew there was something like that. And as you're traveling around and stuff, I mean, is there like a recent story that you've uncovered? I know you mentioned the woman who does the writing for her paper and so forth.
Right.
Like an individual that just stands out in your mind that you've met in the course of doing your job?
Oh, wow. There are so many. I mean, boy, that's a tough question. You know, every week I'm kind of meeting somebody that...
So no, you're saying.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I need some parameters here. No,
you need some parameters.
You know, like every, you know, just yesterday, for instance, yesterday I was just talking with a woman in Des Moines, Sheila Holdsworth, and she's an amazing woman. She was a blind athlete, and so back in the late 70s and the early 80s, she kind of gained this national and international audience for being a blind downhill skier, for being a blind mountain climber, for, you know, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And so... And just even little things, like she had a 40-year-old horse that recently died, and we talked about that. So you end up in these conversations you never would expect, yeah. And that's kind of part of the
job. So you're on the road, like, constantly, and then when do you have to file your column?
Well, I typically have 3 columns a week. It, you know, it really varies.
You have 3 columns a week? That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, you're doing other stuff, social media and blogging. Mm-hmm. But I literally, like, I have a desk. I have a little desk service I attach to my steering wheel. And I'll park in a cornfield sometimes and be typing away. And then I can file from right there as long as I have a decent cell signal.
From the cornfields of Iowa.
From the cornfields of Iowa, live.
That's Kyle Munson, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks,
Kyle. That's him out there in the cornfields, kids. Don't worry about it. That's just Kyle Munson. Take him out some of that whiskey there. Guys are sitting out there for the longest time filing stories.